I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast, where today we're looking at some phrasal verbs, and it's all phrasal verbs with the preposition down. And I'm going to give you some sentences, but there's a missing verb, and it's your job to try to find the missing verb. All of these are part of a phrasal verb, but as I said, they all go with the preposition down. When there's a missing word, I will say blank. Okay, here is sentence one. He promised he would look after my plants while I was on holiday, but he didn't. It's not the first time he has blank me down. He promised he would look after my plants while I was on holiday, but he didn't. It's not the first time he has blank me down. What's the missing verb there? Number two. The children are so noisy. Can you ask them to blank it down? The children are so noisy. Can you ask them to blank it down? And sentence number three. He was really angry, but thankfully we were able to blank him down. He was really angry, but thankfully we were able to blank him down. Okay, three missing verbs. Did you find any? Or maybe you have an idea what it could be, but you're not sure. Well, let's take a look at the answers. So, number one, he promised he would look after my plants while I was on holiday, but he didn't. And it's not the first time he has let me down. So, to let someone down, a really common phrasal verb, which means to disappoint someone by usually breaking a promise. Let me down. Let someone down. It's not the first time he has let me down. Number two, the children are so noisy. Can you ask them to keep it down? So what does it mean to keep it down? Well, it means to be less noisy, to be more quiet. There's a similar phrasal verb, which is turn down. But there is a difference between turn down and keep down. Turn down means reducing the volume of something, like music. Keep down means reducing the general volume. So, for example, if there's a big party and everybody's shouting, you might say, "Can you try to keep it down, please?" Turn it down would be if the music was very loud. Can you turn down the music? So turn down is more specific. And the third sentence. He was really angry, but thankfully we were able to calm him down. So we don't just use the verb calm. We wouldn't say we were able to calm him. But we say to calm someone down. To make someone feel more calm and relaxed. To calm someone down. So we had let down, which is to disappoint someone by breaking a promise. To keep down, which means to reduce the general volume. And calm down, to make someone feel more calm and relaxed. Hopefully those three phrasal verbs are clear. Can you think of any other phrasal verbs with the word down? Okay, thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it and maybe learned some new phrasal verbs. If you have any ideas for topics you'd like me to talk about on these podcasts, then you can let me know. I always like hearing your ideas and suggestions. You can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.
Avant de vous quitter pour aujourd'hui, je suis très heureux de vous annoncer le retour d'un podcast dont les plus anciens d'entre vous se souviennent peut-être, Petit Curieux. C'est un podcast pour les enfants de 7 à 12 ans, dans lequel je réponds de manière adaptée à leur âge et de la façon la plus pédagogique possible, en une minute, à une question par jour. Une question que peuvent se poser les enfants, bien sûr. Par exemple, les épisodes suivants sont déjà dispo. Pourquoi les flamants roses sont-ils roses? Comment font les avions pour voler? Peut-on vraiment mourir de rire? Ou pourquoi le coq chante le matin? Et puis cette semaine, je traiterai par exemple de pourquoi y a-t-il une trace blanche derrière les avions dans le ciel? Ou encore, les licornes ont-elles vraiment existé? Sur ce podcast, je publie tous les jours à 6h du matin, du lundi au vendredi. Pour l'écouter ou vous abonner, rien de plus simple. Cherchez Petit Curieux, petit avec un S, dans Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer ou toute autre application de podcast. Ou alors, rendez-vous sur chosesasavoir.com et vous le trouverez dans la liste. Voilà, bonne écoute et à très vite.